Exiled Afghan journalist Bharat Ali Bator fled Afghanistan after he exposed high-level government officials' involvement in the child prostitution of young boys. After the now famous and haunting photographs were published in the Washington Post, he received numerous death threats and quickly had to leave his home country. Bharat Ali Bator has been documenting the devastation and destruction that has resulted from 27 years of war, and now his exhibition will show in Sydney, Melbourne and Perth over the coming months. I spoke with Bharat about his upcoming exhibition called The Dancing Boys of Afghanistan. He begins by explaining how young boys end up in this shocking industry.
They are the vulnerable street children, orphans and the poor children from poor families. They are used for entertainment for the warlords, like those who are very powerful in the society, like the former warlords and the government officials. They use them as a sex slave, and they make them dance in the parties and put girls' costumes on them and put makeup on, and they make them dance in the parties like that.
It seems to go against a religious society's kind of interpretation of appropriate sexual relations. Why would they be using young boys for this practice?
Well, it is against the Islamic society or the Afghani culture here. Yeah. But they are using it. One reason can be because the women, they are very much limited to their houses and it could be a reason, like maybe the young or the boys, they don't have a relationship, so homosexuality takes place there, maybe. This could be one reason. And plus, it is just a tradition for a very long time, or this practice is going on not only in Afghanistan, but in that Central Asian countries. It has a very long history.
When the photos were initially published, I think in a US newspaper, life became very difficult for you. What was it like for you living in Afghanistan after the photos were published?
Well, I was receiving continuous phone calls threatening me for my life, like that they're going to kill me. And I was being chased everywhere, so they knew all my whereabouts, that where I go and where I was. Like, so they were telling me every details, so which was very much alarming for me. Then, yeah, that I had to leave the country.
It's fairly obvious from your story that there are huge risks associated with being a local journalist in Afghanistan and reporting on local issues. What would you say are some of the benefits of being Afghani reporting on Afghanistan?
Well, a benefit of being a local journalist is, like, you know the problems from the core of, from the root. Like, you are living in that society, and a lot of time you are going through the same problems. So it is easier and for you to feel the problems than any other who are coming from outside. So you can put more light on, like, the reality, to bring more reality into the light, to show it to the world, if one is capable to.
But you also have to be extremely brave, because you put yourself in a lot of danger after publishing those photos.
Exactly, because the local journalists are more in like easy target for anyone like in Afghanistan who are reporting. And there are many journalists who had been beheaded, who had been killed. So we have a lot of examples of local journalists being targeted. Yeah.
That was Afghan journalist Bharat Ali Bator speaking with me earlier. And details of his photo exhibitions can be found on the WISE website.